subject of the stupid person. Last week, I told you that there were a number of different kinds of fools in the Old Testament and the Book of Proverbs and what we call the wisdom literature. Last week, we dealt with the simple person. The simple person is not a simpleton, but the simple person might be a very intelligent person. They just refuse to make up their mind and commit because they want to stay open to all the possibilities. And because of that, they tend to get involved in things that are not helpful to them. And they don't seem to see danger because they don't have any worldview or they don't have any paradigm or filter with which to see the facts and make decisions. Today we're going to deal with another kind of fool, and this is the stupid person. Stupid in the sense that they're not, it's not that, again, they're mentally deficient or challenged. They're intelligent enough. They just can't seem to take life seriously enough to be able to make good decisions and be able to live a good life. And so we will be looking at this. I must warn you that when we get into this, there's a lot of politically incorrect ideas here about the fool. Because what the Bible says about this stupid person, this fool, is quite negative. And a lot of people that we kind of treat with some deference in our culture, the Bible just says that it's a waste of time. There are some things that we'll get into that are about that. So I want to get started here on page one on the conduct of the stupid person. A stupid person is more likely to be identified by their conduct. Whereas the simple person you see, you kind of identify by what happens to him or her. They're open to all the possibilities. They never can come to some conclusions. They never can seem to figure out which is the right way or the wrong way. And so they get misled. They get talked into things that they shouldn't get talked into. And the way you identify a simple person is when you see the trouble they get into. The stupid person is a little more obvious. He's someone that you identify by the way that they act. And the first thing that we see here in Proverbs 10:18, we have a lot to go through, so we'll be flying along. If you've got a question, raise your hand or yell out or something, and we'll try to deal with it. He who conceals his hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. We, again, talk a lot about people who may get it wrong, or we talk about gossip or spreading stories or trying to hurt someone with lies, or even if we're not trying to hurt someone, we're just that kind of a person. It says here that the person who spreads slander, it may not start with them, but you know, but we all know, if we want a rumor to get going real good, we know exactly who to tell, don't we? There are those people who just can't keep it under their hat. And if you really want it to go fast, 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 you tell them, don't tell anybody. And then it goes even faster. I've often wondered when studying the Gospel of Mark, it talks about the hiddenness of the Gospel, and However, every time Jesus does a healing or something, he says, now don't tell anyone. And the next verse invariably says, and so they went and spread his name and reputation abroad. Anyway, I got another one. The fool, you can identify a fool because they're the ones who are talebearers. They're the ones, you know, that you say, gosh, I heard something. I wonder who'll have the whole story. Oh, that's the fool over there. So if you find somebody who is a spreader of slander, they generally work for a newspaper, magazine, or a TV station, and they make lots of money. All right. The second thing that you find a fool finds pleasure in evil conduct. Well, I think most of us were young once, but it always struck me that there were those people who took great pleasure in doing things that were wrong. They would be very proud of themselves if they really, really did something evil. This again, is this a moral failing, or is this something in a person's personality that we need to pay attention to? Some of the commentaries talk about this kind of the stupid person as sort of an immoral person. I don't think that I would even put this to a question of morality, but there is this sense that a fool is somebody, like a friend of mine, he'd come to church on Sunday morning, I'd shake his hand, and he'd shake my hand, and he'd say, oh, Pastor, you should have been with me last night. I killed some brain cells for sure. And I'd know, do I need to get you an aspirin or something? Because that was his way of saying he had really tied one on the night before. He took pleasure in these kind of things. Or I was at a party, or I was doing this, or you should have seen the way I lied to that person, and they just ate it up. My father has a used car dealership, and he's been selling cars for a long time. And he's an honest person. People were so used to being cheated by used car salesmen that they would come into the lot, and they would say, well, what about this car? And he'd say, well, got to be honest with you, the brakes are a little bad on this one, and you're probably only going to get 4,000 or 5,000 miles before you have to do this and this and this and the other thing. And the person was so used to being lied to that they would say, well, he's a used car salesman, he must be lying, so the car must be in real good shape. My dad sold a lot of cars that way. And when people would come back and say, hey, my car broke down, he'd say, I told you not to buy it. So they would come back because he was honest. But there are some people who just take a lot of pleasure in being able to fool people, able to trick people who are involved in conduct that is evil, and they find great pleasure in it. The next verse, a prudent man keeps his knowledge to himself, but the heart of fools blurts out folly. We see over and over and over again that the fool, or this stupid person, the Hebrew word is kasil, is somebody who really doesn't care what they sound like as long as they sound. And a fool will constantly be telling somebody some really, really stupid thing that they've done or that they want you to do. And I found that the really wise people, you kind of get a sense, you know, something is going on there. They know something nobody else knows, and they're getting ready to do something really smart. And you go and say, what are you getting ready to do? Maybe I could get on board with you. And they'll always say, oh, I'm not really doing anything. I'm just hanging out. I might do a little business, but basically, I'm not really doing anything. Well, that's the person the Bible calls prudent, the person who doesn't tell you what they want to do. Sometimes people will tell you all about their stuff, and you kind of wonder that if they know and they're willing to tell you, how really smart it is to do it. And have you seen that new Coke commercial where that young man stand there with one of those zero Cokes? We finally got a Coke with zero calories that tastes the same. He says, before we lock up the secret formula, I'm going to tell you. And a guy from across the room blows a dart into his neck and knocks him out before he can tell. You just know that the fool is going to tell you all about his helplessness. Another thing that we find from the fool: a longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul, but fools detest turning from evil. Turning from evil is what we call repentance. Turning from disaster, catastrophe, evil. The fool thinks it is just an abominable thing for him or her to do something different from the thing that is clearly foolish. I think we've all run into people who do something foolish, and then they don't have enough sense to decide not to do it again. We all know about drug addicts, people who, you know, you talk to them and they know that what they're doing is disastrous, but in their bravado and in their "I can handle it," they just can't bring themselves to turn away from that evil thing that they're doing. And they were both Christians, and they were trying to disciple and all of this kind of stuff, but they both like Christian rock and roll. And I'm sitting there, and I'm saying, so what's the problem? And they said, well, we like Christian rock and roll, but whenever we go to these Christian rock and roll concerts, we just get so happy in God that we just decide to go sleep with each other. And I said, how often do you go to Christian concerts? They say, 2-3 times a week. And I said, don't you know that you're not supposed to sleep together? You're not married. You're not committed to one another. You're just having a good time. And I said, this is gross immorality. And both of them started laughing. And I said, "What's so funny?" "Oh, I've just never heard this called gross immorality." And I said, "Well, what do you think it is?" Well, he changed. She didn't. She died about 8 months later. It's a tragedy. On to Proverbs 14:33. "Wisdom reposes in the heart of the discerning, and even among fools she lets herself be known," or, the Hebrew is not known in the heart of fools. I tend to go with the Hebrew here, the second reading, although our NIV says that wisdom is sometimes there. I think for the most part, stupid people, their sense of what's right and what's wrong, their skill level is so distorted that I just don't think there's anything there that can be mined. So I don't think that, I think that the second reading, that wisdom is not known in the heart of fools. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, not so the hearts of fools. It is just not in the heart or mind of a fool to spread knowledge around. And by that I mean the real stuff, the stuff that means something. On to the next one. "A discerning man keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth." I had a lot of trouble with this verse, trying to figure out, well, just what is it that this verse is trying to say? And I finally figured it out one day. I was visiting with somebody, and I said, "You going to work today?" And he said, "No." And I says, "Well, why not?" He said, "Well," he said, "I don't like my job very much." He said, "I think I'm going to go to the library, and I'm going to read up on Outer Mongolia." And I thought, oh, a discerning man keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. A foolish person is always thinking about something that's far, far away, and their daily business, which is right in front of them, they just can't seem to get around to.